The central bank has proposed a tighter regulatory framework to harmonize classification of bad loans of non-banking financial companies, NBFCs. In a discussion paper released on Friday, the Reserve Bank of India has suggested that, and I'll quote, "the regulatory and supervisory framework of NBFCs shall be based on a four-layered structure." And quote. The new norms come in the wake of the NBFC crisis that unfolded since the fall of infrastructure leasing and financial services, EIL and AMPFs, in September 2018. NBFCs were the largest net borrowers of funds from the financial system, with gross payables of 9.37 trillion rupees and gross receivables of 0.93 trillion rupees as of September end. Four tiers. At the bottom of the pyramid, with least regulatory intervention, will be peer-to-peer lending platforms, account aggregators, non-operative financial holding companies of up to 1,000 crore asset size. The next or the middle layer will consist of those currently classified as systemically important, such as deposit-taking NBFCs, housing finance companies, standalone primary dealers, infrastructure finance companies, infrastructure debt fund and core investment companies. The next or upper layer will consist of systemically significant NBFCs with large spillover risks. And there is no parallel for this layer at present, as this will be a new layer for regulation. The regulatory framework for NBFCs falling in this layer will be bank-like, albeit with suitable and appropriate modifications, and quote, the RBI said. The top of the pyramid will ideally remain empty. Capital and NPA norms. Large NBFCs will have to maintain a 9% common equity tier I capital ratio, just like banks. And NBSP. In case of base layer NBFCs, the regulator proposed that NPA classification norm of 180 days be harmonized and to 90 days. Larger NBFCs have a 90-day norm at present. The central bank has called for feedback on this discussion paper. The regulator further said that if a certain entity slotted for the upper layer wants to drop out of that tier, it can scale down operations and reduce interconnectedness and complexity.